Larry Weber with Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry. How are you doing today?
I'm doing terrific, Chris. Yeah, and I'm calling you from what I call a pseudo spring. We have 30-some degrees here at home. It never went below freezing all night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's feeling a lot of springish.
I saw earthworms on the sidewalk this morning when I came in. Earthworms.
You saw earthworms on the sidewalk this morning?
Yes.
Oh, what a phenological event. Thank you for passing that on to me. I was teaching. That was one of the things I would do with my students usually in early March, is go out and walk around and try to find some earthworms. They are extremely early, how much they'll come up from being under the soil. Oh, my gosh. Wow. It's also interesting to note that since I last spoke last Friday, we had no less than 4 days that were well below zero, including last week, Saturday morning, when we were where I was, it was 22 below zero. So, yeah, that's why I call it a pseudo spring. We are hardly out of winter yet. We have a whole month, a little over a month to go before the vernal equinox. But nevertheless, we do have these mild spells, and we will be getting some melting. However, snows that come in February are never very big snows, and we had some little snow this week. But there are exceptions. I remember one year, for those who were around here in 2007, we had half of our snow. We had 80 inches of snow that year, and half of it came with a 10-day period at the end of February and early March. So things can definitely turn around, but as it stands right now, it doesn't look like we're going to see it soon. The precipitation for the month is about normal. Snowfall is about normal. The temperature for the whole month as of now, thanks to these recent cold snaps we had, is really below normal, but I don't expect that's going to last very much. Other things of note, as of yesterday, we have 10 and a half hours of daylight. By the end of the month, that will be up to 11 hours of daylight. Early next week, we will, for the first time in 3 months, have sunrise before 7 o'clock in the morning. And of course, we're going to have a very bright night with a full moon coming up. If you haven't noticed, it's been very bright at night lately if we have some clear skies. I have found that in the bird feeders, they have kind of lost interest. I have not had very many birds at the bird feeder. That's okay, as long as the ones that come by get satisfied. But I was up at one point to having a flock of red poles. I think the most I had was 140. And this morning, out at the feeder, I don't think there was even 40. So the things have changed. Now, what that means, I don't know. We're going to have to see if the weather makes a difference from here on, or whether the red poles are just going to get restless and move to some other places. There are plenty of other critters out there, however, and the owls remain active. Yesterday, taking a walk, I had a chance to see a nice, big, beautiful barred owl, one of our resident owls that stay all here all winter, and I've been very calling at night. Maybe the biggest news I had this past week is seeing animal tracks. Now, perhaps it's because it's late in winter. Perhaps it's because the milder temperatures or the change in temperatures and the snow depth isn't really that deep. But I'm not sure what it is, but I saw just a plethora of them. I counted them up this morning. It's about 20 kinds of critters I saw tracks of this past week. Most of them are the regulars. I see deer tracks, and I see snowshoe hare tracks, squirrel tracks, mice and so forth. I see those throughout the winter, and I see them every day or every couple days. But there were several others that came. Just this morning, I saw mink tracks down by the river. Yesterday, I saw otter tracks. I also saw porcupine tracks. I saw fisher tracks this week. I saw pine marten tracks this week. So, yeah, there's plenty of critter movement out there, but probably the one that I find most fascinating is the weasel tracks. Weasel are just amazing critters. They are the smallest member of the family that holds their name, the weasel family, and they are predators, and they are extremely agile the way they hop around their tracks, and they're also just very energetic. They just seem to go everywhere. But I had not seen them for a little while, and so it was good to see them again today. So plenty of critter things going on out there. Also, when we get to late February, this is the time to start looking at the trees. Many of the trees will start showing the signs of these longer days. Maybe the most noticeable one is one that's a small tree, almost a bush called red osier dogwood. but the entire tree turns bright red as we get into late February. And if you know spots where these grow along the roadside, it really lights up the side of the road. Then we have the buds opening up of the quaking aspen and the pussy willow, and they'll both be, the way it's looking right now, they'll both be pretty much opening by the 1st of March. And so, yes, we are moving toward the end of February, and like I say, the days keep getting longer. We will see about this weather, temperatures and snow conditions and so forth. I expect we'll see some changes. So, anyway, get out there, take a look. It's going to be a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you so much, Larry. Have a good day. Larry Weber with Backyard Almanac here on Northland Morning, 103.3 KUMD.